माधव कुंज विहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमदीश डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की। जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। व्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। गंगा माई यमुना माई की। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की। गोलोकेर प्रेम धन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Canto 4, Chapter 12, Verse 16. आत्मस्त्रपत्यसुहृदो बलमृद्धकोशम् अन्तःपुरं परिविहार भुवश्च रम्या भूमण्डलं जलधिमेखलमाखलय्या कालोपसृष्टमिति सः प्रययौ विशालाम् आत्मस्त्र्यपत्यसुहृदो बलमृद्धकोशम् अन्तःपुरं परिविहार भुवश्च रम्या भूमण्डलं जलाधिमेखलमाखलय्य कालोपसृष्टमिति स प्रययौ विशालाम् आत्मस्त्र्यपत्यसुहृदो बलमृद्धकोशम् अन्तःपुरं परिविहार भुवश्च रम्या भूमण्डलं जलधिमेखलमाखलय्य कालोपसृष्टमिति स प्रययौ विशालाम् माताजी आत्मा बॉडी स्त्री वाइफ्स अपत्य चिल्ड्रन सुहृद फ्रेंड्स बलम इन्फ्लुएंस रिद्धकोशम रिच ट्रेजरी अंतःपुरम फीमेल रेसिडेंशियल क्वार्टर्स परिविहार भुवः प्लेजर ग्राउंड्स च एंड रम्या ब्यूटीफुल भूमंडलम द कंप्लीट अर्थ जलधि बाय ओशंस मेखलम बाउंड आकलय्य कंसीडरिंग काल बाय टाइम उपसृष्टम क्रिएटेड इति दज सह ही प्रययौ वेंट विशालाम टू बद्रिकाश्रम ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय श्री वाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन दस ध्रुव महाराज एट द एंड लेफ्ट हिज किंगडम विच एक्सटेंडेड ऑल ओवर द अर्थ एंड वॉज बाउंड बाय ग्रेट ओशंस He considered his body, his wives, his children, his friends, his army, his rich treasury, his very comfortable places and his many enjoyable pleasure grounds to be creations of illusory energy. Thus, in due course of time, he retired to the forest in Himalayas known as Badrikashram, Purport. In the beginning of his life, when he went to forest in search of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dhruva Maharaj realized that all the bodily conceptions of pleasures are products of illusory energy. In the very beginning, of course, he was after the kingdom of his father, and in order to get it, he went to search for the Supreme Lord. But he later realized that everything is the creation of illusory energy. From the acts of Srila Dhruva Maharaj, we can understand that somehow or other, if one becomes Krishna conscious, it does not matter what his motivations is in the beginning. He will eventually realize the real truth by grace of the Lord. In the beginning, Dhruva Maharaj was interested in the kingdom of his father. But later, he became a great devotee, Mahabhagavat, and had no interest in material enjoyment. The perfection of life can be achieved only by devotees. Even if one completes only a minute percentage of devotional service and then falls down from his immature position, he is better than a person who fully engages in fruitive activities of this material world. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साध्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो In this section, here, after ruling for 36,000 years, Dhruva Maharaj has now decided to leave his kingdom and go to perform austerities and in Himalayas and go back to Godhead. So, the first point that I'd like to discuss here is this is the beauty of this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, that most of the times the best part of a person's life is the years in which he performs, he achieves something, and he is the like. In case of Dhruva Maharaj, he ruled for 36,000 years. But that entire description is just in few shlokas. Might be few, 3-4 shlokas. So, this is how from the beginning of first canto and till the end, how Bhagavatam specifically focuses only on that aspect of a person's life which will bring out bhakti, whoever is reading it. So, and if we see on external basis, many of them are failures. Like if the Bhagavatam begins with a description of a person who is like about to die, who is cursed, and he's about to die. And there is hardly any description of how Maharaj Parikshit ruled and how powerful was. It has few shlokas. Like in first canto, the description, there are the description of various characters from Srimad Mahabharat. We have Pandavas, there is description of Bhishma Dev. But what is the description, like how they are leaving the bodies, how Pandavas are retiring, all the fight and all the Mahabharata, that is okay. That is not the primary aspect of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the primary aspect? How Pandavas retired at the end of their life. So that it includes whole chapter. And what Krishna did in entire Mahabharata, it hardly has any description. But Krishna entering Dwarka, Krishna deciding to leave from Hastinapur, and so many devotees, how they are seeing Krishna, how they are glorifying Krishna, that is much more important aspect that is being included in Srimad Bhagavatam than the so much bravery or so much politics that was involved in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the book that practically neglects all types of so-called religious achievements, so-called achievements that one performs by performing the religious activities. Dharma projita kaitavatra paramo nirmatsaranam sata. It all types of kaitav dharma, it rejects. It does not entertains. Like Bhagavatam glorifies Vritrasur more than Indra. A person who is a demon, who is about to die, and who lost the battle at the end of the life, he is being glorified in Bhagavatam more than Indra. Why? Because he is devotee. He has not achieved the so-called worldly opulences that Indra must have achieved, but he has achieved the opulence that Bhagavatam wants to describe. So this book, how it inspires, like whatever we hear, whatever we, like a person, if he goes to some cinema, even if he is a beggar, but he sees so many opulences, so many, like Gaurang Prabhu says, like a person in a village, he has his broken bicycle, he will park it outside the cinema, and then he sees in cinema, in the closed room, a person is getting out of his car, and he is very opulent, then he comes out with the same style, with the same mood, he thinks that he has become rich person. So that quality, that mood gets impregnated in the thoughts and the minds of that person. That, oh, this is the way. So what is being, whatever appreciation, whatever glories, whatever glorification a person hears again and again, he tries to achieve that. That is the basic nature, basic mentality of a human being. If a person repeatedly hears the glories of so-called achievers in outside world, so-called actors or politicians, then by default, a person tries to become like that. He tries to achieve the thing that he has. And same thing when comes in case of Srimad Bhagavatam, it never glorifies anything that is irrelevant. It never glorifies anything that is not connected to Krishna. It never glorifies anything that will not inspire a person to grow in bhakti, to move ahead in bhakti. I mean, see, which other book can have this daring to speak? His Bhagavatam speaks like, yo dustyajam darasutan suhrud rajyam ridisprisha jahau yueva malavat uttama shloka lalasa. Yo dustyajam, it is very difficult to give up. Darasutan, the families, the children, the wife, suhrud, rajyam, Bharat Maharaj, is when he is leaving his kingdom, it is described in Bhagavatam that he left his kingdom as one leaves after passing stool. Like one is not attached after it. It just tries to get out of that place as early as possible. So which other book can say that the so-called topmost achievement in external world इज कंसिडर इन भागवतम दैट ओ पर्सन इज लिविंग एज इफ इट्स अ स्टूल. एंड हियर सेम केस, ध्रुव महाराज इज नाउ डिसाइडिंग टू लीव हिज किंगडम. एंड एनी परीक्षित महाराज, ध्रुव महाराज, पृथु महाराज, भीष्म देव, पांडवाज, वी हैव दिस इन्यूमरेबल एग्जाम्पल्स इन भागवतम वेयर द मेन फोकस इज बींग डिस्क्राइब्ड मच, मेन एरिया विच इज डिस्क्राइब्ड मच मोर इज हाउ दे रिटायर रैदर देन हाउ दे एंजॉय इट, हाउ दे रूल. सो दिस इज अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल, लाइक आई यूज टू द रेगुलर कर्मकांडी प्रोसेस इज लाइक इन माई चाइल्डहुड माई मदर यूज टू परफॉर्म. देर आर वेरी फ्यू स्टोरीज, कथा यूज टू से बृहस्पति कथा, सी यूज टू फास्ट एवरी थर्सडे. एंड वी एज ऑफकोर्स एनी एज अ स्कूल गोइंग बॉयज और लिटिल बिट एजुकेशन, द एवरी नेक्स्ट लाइन ऑफ दैट कथा दैट दिस पर्सन, एंड बिकॉज शी वॉज not able to read nicely, she used to ask her read and we used to read for her. It's a katha, it is like it has to be read and at least once in a day. So we used to read, me and my brother used to read for her, and the every second line of the katha, this king, he performed this worship and he became wealthy and he lived happily through his life. And this king, he was very poor, he was miserable, and someone gave this idea and he performed this and he became rich and so many opulences. He went inside his home and he found a pot filled with golden coins and he was so happy and he lived happily. So every second line was a person became rich and he became happy. He became opulent and he became happy. So, and we thought, just because she told we are reading and we don't had any, neither faith, neither interest. But yes, that is the, of course, all respects to who are performing at that level. But that is not being entertained in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is lightest, slight, like nothing, anybody is rejecting the kingdom. Oh, then that is the case study of story of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anybody is achieved a great opulence, then that is the case study of other books. It is okay for other books. So by default, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we get this desire to this, a person gets inspired to move ahead in bhakti. So that is the first point, the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now here Prabhupada says that he left all the pleasures of this material world. So one of the most important thing that every person has that makes him miserable at any stage of time, at any point in life, at any position he has achieved, is the desires. Any position a person achieves, anywhere he is, he might be sitting. If a person is told that you just sit, you will be fed whole day, entire life, all opulence you will get just by sitting, still the desires in his heart will make him miserable. He cannot just sit at one place. He cannot just be happy. His desires will drag him in this world to perform various kinds of activities and ultimately make him miserable. So if we see the life of Ravana, practically he had everything in life. His wife was telling her, just leave one lady. You have so many ladies. You have so many, your kingdom is filled with so many apsaras of heavenly kingdom. Why you are just attracted to one? Just leave her and be happy. But no, the desire will just, I want this. So see, this is the nature. You have everything, and if something is missing, till that time we don't achieve that thing, we become miserable. So we put one step and immediately the desire will force us to put other step. And if we are not achieving and we try to be satisfied, no, it is not possible. A person is forced to move ahead. So that is the nature of desires, like one of the lectures which Gaurang Prabhu extracts from the lectures of Maharaj is the desires, these material pleasures are like painful. It's full of pain. Whatever it is achieved at any stage, it will at the end it will give only pain. Second is it is addictive. Third is it risky. It's illusory, it's stale, and it's flickering. So he had his synonym as Paris fly. So that is the nature of these material desires. It will just force a person to become unsatisfied at any stage of time. So in the section of Aila, Pururava, Maharaj Pururava, when he was totally heartbroken when Urvashi left, then a very beautiful section he was introspecting that we are struggling for this happiness of this body. Entire our plans, everything is just because we want some position, some achievements, so-called fame, glory, prestige, all related to this body. And Pururava Maharaj, he laments. He says, whom this actually body belongs to? And who is the actual proprietor of this body? Who is the actual kiska hai ye sharir? Who is the controller of this body? Is this belongs to one's parents who has actually given them birth? Or it once belongs to one's wife who gives her happiness in various ways? Or it belongs to the employer who gives his employment, who helps a person to achieve his daily bread? Or it belongs to the funeral fire, who ultimately, whatever a person does, at the end of the time, we have to give it to the fire. And the fire says, okay, whatever is your opulence, I will consume you. So ultimately, does it belongs to fire? Or it belongs to dogs and jackals, if somebody is not fortunate enough to get fire. So, or it belongs to dogs and jackals, or it belongs to worms. So who is the actual proprietor of this body? Is it the property of soul, or it belongs to intimate friends who are giving us happiness at various ways? Although a man never knows who is the proprietor of this body, he becomes most attached to him. We don't know whose this thing belong. And we are so much attached to it without knowing who is its proprietor. So that is the nature of this illusory energy, that a person is forced to get attached to something even without knowing whom is it belong to. And again, here in Prabhupada says that it is rather than enjoying these material desires, rather than fulfilling these material desires, it is much better than to be fallen on the path of bhakti rather than performing fruitive activities very nicely. It is much better to be fallen karmakandi. It is much better than be a fallen bhakti yogi rather than a most successful karmakandi or a karma yogi. So that is तस्यैव हेतो प्रयतेत को विदो सॉरी तल्लभ्यते न लभ्यते भ्रमताम उपरि यदा तल्लभ्यते सुखवद अन्यतः सुखम कालेन सर्वत्र गभीर रम्मस. व्हाट इज द नेचर? अ पर्सन ही शुड परफॉर्म दैट एक्टिविटी दैट ही इज दैट विल गिव अल्टीमेट satisfaction to the soul. That is the ultimate benefit for the soul. All other things are just related to this body. An intelligent person will never, should never desire for that. That is Narad Muni is telling. So better to perform bhakti rather than performing all kinds of materialistic work. So again, in that section, Krishna says that how to get rid of these material desires, the first most important thing is association of devotees. So in same section, Krishna tells Uddhav that as food is important to a person who is hungry, to all living entities, as religion is the wealth of those who are passing away from this world, similarly, my devotees are the only refuge of persons fearful of falling in this miserable condition of life. He says, annam hi praninam prana artanam sharanam tvaham dharmo vittam nridam pretya santurvag bibhyotaranam. So as food is important for all living creatures, as religion is important for all those who are trying, whose who are passing away from this world, equally important are my devotees. And just by their association, they are the only hope that a person can get out of this material world. Otherwise, there is no hope. Again, he says, my devotees bestow divine eyes. Actually, he says, Lord Krishna is saying that the sun, when it rises, it gives only external vision. It gives only, when it rises, it gives light. But my devotees constantly bestow their divine glances. And my devo and b by their glances, actually just by glance of a devotees, a person automatically, slowly, slowly in their association, he moves ahead in bhakti. So that is the Krishna bhakti janma moola haya sadhu sang, Krishna preme janmote ho punaha mukhyang. So that is the power of association of devotees, that it is the most important anga to perform devotional service. Sadhu sang is the most important thing. And when and how important? It is important in the beginning or in the middle or at the end. It is important throughout. Even if one achieves something at even if he achieves prem, still the most important thing for him will be same association of devotees. So here the first most important thing to purify these desires, this like in the first chapter, Srinivatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantastu Yabhadrani Vidhunoti Suhrut Sata. So in this shloka, what is the translation that Prabhupada is giving for Hridayantasti Abhadrani? What is this Abhadra? What is this so-called bad thing in everybody's heart? Prabhupada gives word-to-word translation is that material desires that are there in the heart. This Abhadrani is nothing but the desires. Atmendriya Pritivancha Tare Bali Kam. So what is this? Anything, what is this desire? To have enjoyment, trying to enjoy, trying to seek happiness in any way other than serving Krishna. And that is the only desire that is forcing a person to be miserable in this world, that is forcing a person to take birth again and again, and that is forcing a person to be constantly hankering for more and more pleasures and getting never satisfied in his entire life. So we will discuss this small section that what is the this if desires becomes purified, it, one thing, one aspect is the desires that a materialist has. He wants to be happy, he wants to be so-called he tries his best to achieve happiness, but at any stage in all levels he just remains unhappy, unsatisfied. So, but same desires, same, here it is said that all the so-called bodily conceptions, all the pleasures are nothing, just products of material energy. So this material energy is not like yesterday, like very nicely Mohan Vilas Prabhu was telling, it's not that it is unreal, it does not, it's not like it does not exist only. So one devotee, when Prabhupada said this material world is illusory, so he tried to speculate. So illusory, so it does not exist. So he went in front of the wall and he told himself this material world is illusory. So illusory means does not exist. I will walk through and through from this wall. And with full confidence, full faith, he started walking. He hit the floor and fell down. Then he again started thinking, hey, Prabhupada said it's illusory, but it's real. It hit me. So he again went to Prabhupada. And you told material world is illusory, but it is real. I am not able to walk through the wall. Then Prabhupada said that it is not illusory in the sense that it does not exist. It is illusory in the sense that it is temporary. Whatever a person achieves, it will be destroyed. Whatever happiness he has, it is temporary. It will just make a person more and more miserable. So same, this a materialist has his own desires and spiritual person has his own desires. So these desires cannot be destroyed. That most like a stress. Most of the seminars are like, there is no seminar called as stress eradication. All the seminars are like stress management. Similarly, desires is like, there is nothing called as desires eradication. So there are so many institutions which says, oh, you go join the institution. Like one of my friend just went to one place and, oh, you just write down whatever comes in your mind. And so in this way, you will get Shanti. So you enter the institution, you get a book pen, and whatever comes in your mind, you just keep writing, 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 and you fill a book. And now my thoughts are like, it's like some water tank you release, and the tanki is khali. Now I am relieved. So that is the definition of so-called Shanti for some people. Is that Shanti? Is that, and the very next moment, the person, he gets the slightest opportunity, all the desires will come with his interest, with its vacuum, with its force that has been created with that vacuum. So we will see the, so these materialists have their own set of desires. And so desire cannot be, there cannot, nothing called as desire eradication. There cannot be any seminar or anything that can say that a desire will become zero. It can only be purified. It can only be channelized. It can only be directed in a positive way. It can only be have its connection with it Krishna, and actually that desires will start giving a person happiness. So we will discuss this pastime, that how a devotee, a very advanced devotee, has his own desires and what is considered illusion for him. So this is a section like when Haridas Thakur is about to wind up his pastimes and is decided to leave this world. And Lord Chaitanya, but he has become old, his body has become weak, and still he is chanting his rounds. He is fully with full energy, and for us it may be very fortunate if Lord comes and says, if you are chanting and Bhaskar, enough, now stop. So for us, oh, काश हमें बोला. For some maybe it may be like that, but हरिदास ठाकुर इज सेइंग दैट प्लीज स्टॉप. एब अल्प संख्या करी कर संकीर्तन, हरिदास कहे सुन मोर सत्य निवेदन. ओल ही इज टेलिंग हरिदास ठाकुर, नाउ टाइम हैज कम, यू आर बिकेम ओल्ड, प्लीज रिड्यूस योर राउंड्स. लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज रिक्वेस्टिंग हिम, प्लीज, बिकॉज योर हेल्थ इज नॉट एट वेरी गुड कंडीशन नाउ, प्लीज रिड्यूस. सो हरिदास ठाकुर इज सेइंग लाइक, आई एम वेरी healthy as far as my mind is concerned, but my body is so weak that I am getting this misery. So he expresses these desires, his desire of a devotee. How he is expressing, he said, Lord, I have only one desire now. If you have made me dance like a puppet. He then recollects that how I, even though I am born in a family of a mlecha, a family of a yavana, I was given the first offering in the assembly of the brahmanas. So even though I was not qualified, I was being forced to receive that. So in similar way, like I have been accepted in the assembly of devotees, and he was expressing his humility that you have made me dance like anything, and now at the end of the life, I want to express this one desire from you. Please fulfill it. And Mahaprabhu says, whatever is your desire, Krishna will fulfill it. Then he says, एकवांचा हय मोरा बहुदिन हैते लीला संवारी बेतुमी लय मोर चित्ते सेई लीला प्रभु मोरे कभु न देखाइबा आपनार आगे मोर शरीर पाड़ाइबा. ही सेज दैट इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर मी टू लीव दिस बॉडी टू सी यू वाइंडिंग अप योर पास्ट टाइम्स लीविंग दिस वर्ल्ड एंड going away in my presence. It will be very painful for me to stay like that. So it's my humble request, this one desire, this one petition that I am giving in front of me, that please let my body fall off, let my body go away in front of you. And how he says that, how I want to leave this body? He says, Hridaya dharimutomar kamala charan, nayane dekhi mutomar chandavadan. Hridaya dharimutomar kamala charan. I want to tightly embrace your lotus feet. And what I have to do, nayane dekhi mutomar chandavadan. And I want to see the beautiful face of your beautiful face, and in that condition I want to leave this body. जिह्वाय उच्चारिमु तोमार कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम ए मत मोर इच्छा छाड़िमु पराण. एंड विथ माई टंग वाइब्रेटिंग चैंटिंग योर होली नेम्स आई वॉन्ट टू लीव दिस बॉडी. एंड then Mahaprabhu gets disturbed and he says, Thakur Haridas, you are most accomplished person, you have performed the most important task of spreading this holy name, this sankirtan, to the best of the capacity. You are the best among the humans. It may be nice from your part, but it's very painful for me to bear the separation from you. If you go away, how can I live? How can I stay without your association? Then Haridas Thakur says, Lord, please don't perform your tricks of Maya. Please don't perform the tricks of illusory energy. Please don't try to elude me. Please perform, please fulfill this desire. What is the, then he says, Amaheya yadi eka kitamari gela, eka pipili ka maile prithvira kaha nihaila. What is the difference it makes if a one small worm like me, it leaves the world? We are so unqualified to even repeat this statement that Haridas Thakur is telling. At what stage and what position, with what humility, it actually gives so much shame, unqualified to even repeat the statement that he is speaking. That even if small worm like me, if it goes away, what difference it makes to the world? भक्तवत्सल प्रभु तुमी मुई भक्ताभास. लॉर्ड यू आर भक्तवत्सल, यू आर फुलफिलर ऑफ, लाइक यू आर कंपैशन, यू हैव कंपैशन फॉर योर डिवोटीज. एंड हु एम आई? मुई भक्ताभास. अवश्य पूरबे प्रभु मोर ए आश. प्लीज फुलफिल माई दिस डिजायर. सो दिस इज लाइक द डिजायर दैट अ प्योर डिवोटी हैज. दिस इज एट वन स्टेज a materialist has his own desires and his all plans to fulfill all his materialistic conditionings, achievements, positions, fame, glory, etc. And at one other end, we have these desires of pure devotees हु आर रेडी, हु आर जस्ट फाइंडिंग अ चांस व्हेन आई विल लीव दिस ऑल ऑपुलेंसेस एंड जस्ट गो बैक एंड कनेक्ट माई सेल्फ टू कृष्णा एंड गो बैक एंड परफॉर्म डिवोशनल सर्विस विदाउट एनी हिंड्रेंस. सो दैट इज द पोजिशन ऑफ प्योर डिवोटीज एंड वी एट ऑल लेवल शुड ट्राई टू अचीव दैट पोजिशन एट वॉट एवर स्टेज वी आर. एंड प्रभुपाद ही वॉज सिमिलरली इन मेनी इंस्टेंसेज ही यूज टू एम्फसाइज दैट हाउ अ पर्सन. एंड इन वन ऑफ द स्टेटमेंट हियर इट्स सेड दैट इट इज इन द वेरी बिगिनिंग ऑफ कोर्स ही वॉज ध्रुव महाराज वॉज बिहाइंड आफ्टर हिज किंगडम ऑफ हिज फादर एंड इन ऑर्डर टू गेट इट ही वेंट टू सर्च फॉर सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बट लेटर ही रियलाइज दैट एवरीथिंग इज क्रिएशन ऑफ मट इल्यूजरी एनर्जी. A person can, we can understand from this that somehow or other, if one becomes Krishna conscious, it does not matter what his motivation was in the beginning. He will eventually realize the real truth by the grace of Lord. So bhakti, it's repeatedly it's told. Again, Prabhupada in later part of the purport says it does not matter even if you have joined this bhakti movement, it's good at whatever position you are. It like when it comes to deciding which path to go, there are five different options which to achieve. Oh, karma kandi, I am very good in this. Reject it. Ashtang yoga, hey, even I am good in that. Reject it. Bhakti, I am not so qualified. Still accept it. Why? Even if you fall in this process, you will be successful than the successors, successful people of other path. So whatever is your the best option to achieve bhakti. So when it comes to deciding the options, it is being repeatedly said that the bhakti is the best option. But at the same time, we have examples of when it comes to in medical college when we get admission. So there are open category, there are sports category, there are SC, ST, OBC, so many categories. And practically, out of 10 people, when a person joins college, if you out of 10 people you ask what was your score, they are below the cutoff list. What is your score? Oh, okay, son. You, what is your? Oh, okay. Hardly you will get few people who are like, who come by struggling very much, hardly 30-40% who are like struggling very hard and they achieve by their mark. Others are what, of what category? But it does not matter. Why I am saying this, after 1 year, the so-called toppers and these hard workers who come by different category, they are in their own world enjoying, and these people who have somehow got their seat, who are not qualified for that, and they receive the seat, they take it very seriously. And actually, at the end of the first year, the toppers are those who are not the toppers when at their school days, because that was my achievement. It was not a mercy on me. So as Maharaj says that, humility arises in the womb of gratitude. The origin of humility is when a person is grateful to understand this thing that I have been given something which I am not qualified. Then he starts thinking that I am useless. I am not the right worthy candidate for this. Then he becomes humble. So similarly, a person who is on the path. So when it comes to deciding options, the best option is bhakti. But when it comes to practicing of bhakti, it does not, Prabhupada says that it does not matter how you have come. It's okay, you come, but perform bhakti. But then again, there is a statement of Prabhupada in first canto that till the person is not sufficiently self-obedient, controlled, fully self-controlled, obedient to his spiritual master, and कंट्रोलिंग हिज सेंसेस ही विल नॉट प्रोग्रेस ऑन द पाथ ऑफ भक्ति. ही विल नॉट अचीव हिज डेस्टिनेशन. ही विल नॉट बी क्वालिफाइड इनफ टू परफॉर्म भक्ति. देर आर सफिशियंट, वी हैव एग्जाम्पल्स ऑफ भरत महाराज ऑल्सो. वन साइड ये एग्जाम्पल्स दैट वॉट एवर यू डू भक्ति, इवन इफ यू फॉल डाउन इट्स ग्लोरी, इवन इफ यू परफॉर्म स्लाइटेस्ट यू विल गेट अ ह्यूमन बर्थ. एंड सेकेंड स्टेज देर इज एग्जाम्पल्स ऑफ भरत महाराज दैट इवन इफ यू रीच द टॉप मोस्ट पोजिशन देर इज अ चांस यू विल कम बैक टू स्क्वायर वन. ऑफकोर्स इन इट नेवर लूजेज इट, कृष्णा ऑलवेज हेल्प्स. सो देर आर, सो इट डज नॉट मैटर हाउ वी केम, but it matters what we do. Whether it was a ST quota, SC quota, OBC quota, mercy quota, whatever quota, after receiving this, like when I was a person gets slight bright when he starts chanting rounds and he any like Gaurang Prabhu used to say, if you ask any person how you came to bhakti, oh actually bachpan se hi thoda ek 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 aakarshan tha mujhe bhagwan ke taraf, wo baad mein jaake phalit ho gaya. Every person like tries to speak that, oh naturally there was some, so it's like I had some qualification, I got it, so I could handle it. So initial stages we have that, oh there are this so important, so valuable thing, it is being distributed freely. Why these people are not taking? I think something is special in me. At that time, when I was in my life, I was when in that stage, it was second year of MBBS and hardly any connection with devotees. Then this book of Journey Home came. And when I read that book, then I became so humbled. What I have done to receive this, what I have done, I have, how I have been giving bhakti, le rasgulla ka, le gulab jamun ka, prasad ka, and on the top, I am being banged with bhakti. Take this bhakti. So then I was humbled that, oh, so valuable thing is being given free of cost, in fact being forced. I was being forced to take this. So that is the beauty, and again it's that it does not matter how we have received. So, but it matters that what we do after we have received. A person, like the example that we have got that some handicap quota, hardly the 50% mark of the cutoff list, but if he sincerely practices, like yesterday, we have discussion, and Sat Kumar Prabhu told that one devotee asked question that a person has so many desires, so many people enter bhakti with not with so-called pure intention. That nobody has practiced, hardly anybody has started chanting Krishna, Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, first round, first Mahamantra, anybody hardly had this, that one day I will become, go back home, back to God. No, just you will chant, you will get this prasad, so chant. So others are telling, I will chant. Everybody starts with this. Hardly 90% of the case in this Kali Yuga, 99% actually, will start with this motive only. So is this that we have started with some motivation, it will not purify the desires? So Sat Kumar Prabhu very nicely told that, then if it's like that, then there is no meaning of bhakti only, then there is no meaning of instructions only. So it does not matter that how a person comes into bhakti, but it surely matters how he performs after getting this. After receiving this bhakti, this is like the most important thing that we can get from this shloka, that reading Srimad Bhagavatam, which inspires a person to just focuses, glorifies that aspect of Srimad Bhagavatam, which inspires a person to get attracted to bhakti, and how these material pleasures are illusory, and this after receiving bhakti, that in whatever the best option rather than performing faultly with less qualification, it's better to perform bhakti. But after getting this mercy, we should try to take it seriously. Prabhupada, many places he says that it is like a razor's edge, a small inattentiveness, and it will be a bleed. So bhakti is, in one sense, is very easy to understand. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are servants. We have to serve him and go back home to Godhead. This nutshell entire bhakti process. But to just achieve that goal, it's so difficult. So, and Prabhupada is repeatedly as like, I would like to just read this letter that Prabhupada is very much resonating with this purport that Prabhupada has written to the father of nation. So he told that, I tell you as a sincere friend, Prabhupada is telling to him in a letter that immediately retire from active politics. You have 125 years to live. And why I am reading, because if we read this purport and this, it's so resonating. You have 125 years to live as you have desired to live, but if you die an inglorious death, it is nowhere. Then he says, Prabhupada says, the honor and prestige that you have obtained during the course of your present lifetime were not possible to be obtained by anyone else within the living memory. But you must know that all these honors and prestige were false in as much as they were created by the illusory energy of the Godhead called the Maya. So, in one sense, that the person he was telling that he also are renounced, but the honor, the prestige, like Gaurang Prabhu used to say, whenever Mahatma Gandhi used to go to sleep, every person used to say, Mahatma Gandhi ki jai, Mahatma Gandhi ki jai, and he was not able to sleep also. Re, allow me to sleep, Mahatma Gandhi ki jai, Mahatma Gandhi ki jai. So sometimes it is become so person, he might be renounced, but he must be too much attracted to the honor and the prestige. So he told that all this is so, you have received so much that nobody in the living memory must have achieved. But all these are just illusion, just Maya. By this falsity, then he clarifies, by this falsity, I do not mean to say that your so-called friends are false to you or you were false to them. But this falsity, I mean illusion. In other words, the false friendship and the honors. False friendship is specifically says because he has so many friends around him, Jay Jay is telling, and only one person is writing and directly hitting leave. And honors obtained, creation of Maya, and therefore they are all always temporary and false, as you may call it. But none of you, neither your friends nor yourself, know this truth. So this is like the Prabhupada is speaking that how is the most the happiness of this world, stressing this point that it is illusion. And again, Dhruva Maharaj here is ready to renounce his kingdom and go to perform austerities, and he is very happily renouncing his kingdom. When he was given the benediction that you will rule 36,000 years, he became unhappy. He was telling that I wanted to achieve immediately. What is this 36,000 years? But Krishna says, anyways, you desired, and it is my reputation also. So you will enjoy. You will be in this world for 36,000 years. You will rule this world, but you will not get attached. So that is the protection of Lord. And at the end, Dhruva Maharaj, by the mercy of Lord, in spite of ruling, in spite of having so wealth that is being described in the shloka, he is least attached, and he is rejecting it, renouncing it without happily. It's not right to say without having grudge. It's not neutral. It's renouncing it happily because he's like in Bharat Maharaj shloka, he says like Bharat Maharaj was happy to renounce his world by because he had lalasa, uttama shlok lalasa. He had that happiness to rejoin, he had happiness to be connected with Krishna than the so-called material pleasures of this world. So this is the all that I wanted to speak from this shloka. Thank you very much. If anybody has any comments, specific thing. श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय